Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Todd Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA AM 1050, FM 106.5 and FM 102.3. So excited to welcome back to the show Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the Executive Director of the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges and the Chair of the Academic Collaborative for Integrative Health. She also serves on the Integrative Health Policy Consortium Education Committee, weaving a passion for illness prevention into her professional life. Dr. Yanez's career has spanned advocacy, academia, patient care, and public health. She joins us every month to talk about health and wellness from a naturopathic perspective. I'm tongue-tied this morning. Dr. Yanez, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're good. We're good. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
So tell us about, you know, this is a perfect topic for today, brain health.
today I need to remember the topic, which is memory. What was I talking about today? Oh, memory.
Memory.
That's right.
You know, when I get tired, especially, I have many more of those senior moments, and we're not seniors yet. I'm not a senior yet. So, yeah.
Well, you know, there are so many facets to memory, and you really nailed it. Sleep is one of the big ones for people. Sleep and stress. You know, think of what memory is involved. What is involved in having solid memory? You have to be present, your brain's got to be functioning optimally, and so anything that's going to take that brain space out of optimal mode can have ripple effects in your memory and how you feel.
So what about people who just they have a difficult time sleeping? You know, maybe they have a young baby at home, maybe they have, you know, something just unbelievable stress in their lives, maybe they're grieving, somebody's passed away. What do you do to, what's good, some good sleep hygiene that will help you keep your brain in good working order?
You know, so much of that's going to be individual. You know, I think when you look at issues with sleep, issues with stress, we've all had those periods of time. And sometimes you know, it's got to be the, okay, let's patch this temporarily, or let's get through this moment knowing that it's going to pass. Sometimes there are things that won't pass, like illnesses that are more chronic and longstanding. And so, you know, it's going to be an individual case-by-case basis. But with sleep, you know, there are some important ones. So, you know, I had a young child at home who was waking up every hour and a half or so to feed when he was little, and it seemed like it went on forever, and that he was going to graduate high school the same way. But, you know, it does pass.
That's so true. You're thinking it's never
going to
end.
Like, when you're in that moment, it feels like it's never going to end.
It really does.
And so, you know, and my husband would look at me sometimes like, how long are you going to do this? Like, is he going to be walking across the stage with you? Like, come on.
No.
But, you know, so I think at the end of the day, yes, there are things that are temporary, but there are things that you can do. Like you said, sleep hygiene is really important. One of those key ones that I was really guilty of in those early mommy days was turning my phone on. And the light from the phone can start to stimulate some of the hormones in your brain that wake you up. And so that's the last thing that you really should be doing at 2, 3 in the morning when your brain is trying to stay asleep. There are other things like meditation or prayer, you know, just focusing your thoughts. Some people will have the brain that doesn't turn off. I don't know if that's ever impacted either of you, but where your brain just starts to go into hyperdrive. Oh, I've got a vacuum. Oh, I need to, you know, what do I need at the grocery store? And, you know, all of those things that just start creeping in. And so brain discipline is what I call it, where you discipline yourself to think of those things at another time. And as those thoughts come in and creep in, you say, thank you very much. I'll deal with you tomorrow.
All right.
And you just keep staying very disciplined on every single time one of those thoughts comes in. I will just kind of focus in on, like, you know, in between my eyebrows on that little space and just kind of get really calm and focus on that space and just say, thanks very much. We'll go shopping tomorrow.
Well, that's...
And if I don't remember you tomorrow, then so be it.
It wasn't that important.
The world's not going to end.
So, you know, It is odd how, you know, my low spot in my circadian rhythms, it's 3 and 3. 3 in the afternoon is my low spot. Then I wake up at 3 in the morning a lot. And so some of the times I can go back to sleep, but other times, you know, it's those thoughts, okay, I need to do this. I hadn't thought about this. I hadn't thought about that. And I thought, well, do I get up and write those down? Do I roll over and go back to sleep? I haven't tried what you said.
Yeah, the rollover and go back to sleep, you know, unless it's like a Pulitzer Prize winning novel or something like that.
and it's not.
if you're solving world hunger, sure, write it down. If it's what's got to go on the grocery list or, you know, what chores you have to do or something for work, let it pass.
Yep. But that sometimes that's easier said than done. So having that mindful exercise, that ritual, can help you, you know, train your brain that to get rid of those things.
It takes discipline. I will say I've been at it for a good 6 years now, and it definitely takes discipline and practice. And I'm not always perfect, but it helps a lot, and it helps getting back to sleep after you've woken up, especially in the middle of the night.
So how do you share this good news with your kids? I mean, you know, they wake up in the middle of the night too. They, have you taught your kids how to do this, or has it not come up yet, or, you know, how do you train them?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. Mine doesn't wake up all that much anymore, but trying to empower people to do that work on themselves and calm their brains down is something I love about my son's school. They have that as part of the program where they teach them how to relax and focus and calm their brains down, especially when they're a little hyper. And so I think that's a valuable lifelong tool.
Indeed. So is this going to be the topic of your next webinar, or was it the topic of your last webinar on the AANMC website?
So we have our upcoming topic for this coming month is going to be depression and anxiety, but, you know, brain health and all of that kind of ties in pretty nicely. But today, actually, we're on for our virtual fair, our annual virtual fair, where we have all of the schools online in our online platform, and they're all there talking to folks about how to be a student or how to find an ND and choose a career like this.
Awesome. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, I do have one question of that related to naturopathic medicine versus integrated medicine. So does an integrated medicine doctor go to medical school, like traditional medical school or like a standard medical school, or do they go to a naturopathic medical school or both? And I'm putting you on the spot because we didn't prep for that, but kind of wondering how that works.
Oh, no worries. So, you know, integrative medicine is one of those kind of catch-all terms that even naturopathic doctors will use. You know, what I think of with integrative medicine is really integrating natural approaches into conventional care. And so that can look like a lot of ways. There are NDs that practice more integratively, where they're more in a primary care setting. They may be part of integrative healthcare teams that can include medical doctors, osteopaths, nurse practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists, counselors, and so on. So there are lots of different ways that integrative medicine can work. When medical doctors choose to go more of an integrative route, they can do that in a lot of different ways. There isn't one standardized approach for medical doctors to learn about integrative medicine right now. Some will go and take weekend courses. There are fellowships available as well. You know, some will just study on their own and find, you know, nutrition interesting and study a little bit more about nutrition, or go and take a course in acupuncture or medical acupuncture. So it can very much vary depending on the practitioner, So it's really good to do your homework and find out what that person's areas of expertise are, what kind of training and study that they've done, and, you know, if they're certified or if they've had any fellowships or additional training in addition to their medical doctor. Because I always joke with my husband, who's trained as a conventional medical doctor and worked ER, and when we first started dating, he confessed, he's like, yeah, I had maybe 20 hours of nutrition class. Like,
wow.
And of that, it was like, you know, IVs and parental nutrition and tube feedings and stuff like that that's more hospital-based. So, I had to wrestle the Frosted Flakes away from him when we were step away from the Frosted Flakes. I think that we all have our strengths, and all professions have weaknesses. And one of the strengths naturopathic medicine has is really it focuses on that whole person approach, including nutrition, including mind-body medicine, including the physical, including conventional diagnosis and understanding the medications people may be still taking. So, you know, that's all a whole package of really helping people get to wellness.
Well, that is wonderful. And so the fair is going on today. How do people plug in?
If you go to our website, aanmc.org/event, it's right on the top of our events page, and you can just click on that and join us there. I hope to see you.
Well, Dr. Joanne Yanez, it's always a treat to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Hope
you
too. Hope the kids in your lives are all okay in the restaurant.
Yours too.
Thanks.
So with that, it's time for a break. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Todd Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA. We'll be right back.